Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today we're digging into a central question facing the AI industry. Why is specialization not just preferred, but ultimately inevitable? The trend towards specialized AI has accelerated in recent years, and it's become obvious that the future won't belong to generalist models alone. Instead, what we're seeing, and what leading researchers like Goldfeder and colleagues highlight in their forthcoming paper, is a remarkable shift shaped by the realities of computing, economics, biology, and society at large. At the heart of this movement lies a deceptively simple observation. Resource limitations force us to make choices, and those choices often lead to specialization as the path to superior outcomes. Let's unravel why this is happening, what it means for innovation, and crucially, how it impacts privacy in an environment increasingly shaped by regulatory intervention. The drive towards specialization in artificial intelligence resembles the patterns we see elsewhere in nature and business. Just as animals and plants carve out their own niches to thrive, AI systems are finding their sweet spots, focusing on specific tasks instead of trying to do everything moderately well. In practical terms, this means we're building AIs that are exceptionally good at certain tasks, far outpacing the performance of generalist models in these domains. But why does this happen? And why is specialization so powerful? For starters, specialization is a direct response to resource scarcity. We simply don't have infinite compute, storage, or bandwidth to throw at every problem. So we optimize, often ruthlessly, for the applications that matter most. This principle isn't new. It mirrors resource allocation in physical, biological, and economic systems. In fact, the evolutionary lens provides a perfect analogy. Nature rewards efficiency. Over millions of years, species have adapted to excel in unique environments, maximizing their survival by specializing rather than generalizing. Think of the hummingbird with its needle-like beak designed for sipping nectar, or the cheetah, built for explosive speed, dominating its specific niche. Similarly, AI systems become dramatically more capable when they're designed with a clear focus, as seen in models for language translation, facial recognition, or medical diagnosis. It's a pattern echoed in the AI industry's history, where the most impactful advances have emerged from specialization, not attempted universality. Now, if we look further afield, organizational economics provides more evidence. Companies that choose to specialize, whether in a product line, service, or technology, are more competitive than those that spread themselves thin across unrelated sectors. It's about focus, refining processes, deepening expertise, and ultimately, delivering a superior experience to stakeholders. In AI, the same logic triggered the rise of bespoke platforms, tools and services meticulously designed to solve a tightly defined problem, offering clear cost savings and efficiency gains. Specialization, in this light, is as much about survival as it is about seizing opportunity. When you build an AI model from the ground up to master a specific task, you can use fewer resources for better results, often by orders of magnitude. Even in the fiercely competitive world of machine learning, this principle holds. Specialist architectures, like convolutional neural networks for image analysis or transformers for language, continuously outperform general-purpose solutions. This isn't just a technical curiosity. It's the driving factor behind many of today's AI breakthroughs, and it shapes everything from translation tools in your phone to fraud detection in your bank account. The financial implications are profound. By focusing on a narrow domain, you can deliver more value with less overhead. Firms that deploy specialized AI systems can boost their bottom lines by optimizing operational costs, scaling more efficiently, and reaching a highly targeted customer base. As competitors vie for dominance, those who tailor their AI to unique workflows increase their chances of success, creating a positive feedback loop that deepens specialization. In other words, the market itself forms a crucible where only the most specialized, and therefore most potent, AI platforms rise to the top. That doesn't mean generalist AI is going extinct, far from it, but it does mean we're unlikely to see a single all-encompassing model dominate every space. Instead, we're developing a patchwork of specialist agents, each delivering superior results within its own domain, while generalist systems play the role of coordinator or facilitator. So let's dive deeper. What does this race to specialization mean for privacy, trust, and the wider digital ecosystem? The convergence of specialist AI and regulatory scrutiny brings challenges we can't afford to ignore, especially as these systems grow ever more adept at analyzing data. including the most sensitive kinds. Take, for instance, the debate around House Bill 5511 in Illinois, which critics say could compromise privacy through invasive age verification requirements and identity checks online. Similar regulatory moves, inspired by California's AB 1043 and New York's Safe for Kids Act, have raised fears about eroding digital anonymity and increasing surveillance. These laws, often introduced as measures to protect children or enhance safety, risk creating a climate where personal freedoms are sacrificed and vulnerable communities are made less safe, not more. Specialist A. I can, for example, identify aspects like gender expression, sexual orientation, or health status with stunning accuracy. If that information were to be leveraged, intentionally or unintentionally, by employers, governments, or hostile actors, the consequences could be severe. These concerns aren't hypothetical. Real-world cases abound where automated systems amplify discrimination or expose sensitive user data. Adding specialist AI into a regulatory environment that's still catching up to technological advances creates a perfect storm for privacy violations and data misuse. The call to action is clear. As we accelerate the development and deployment of highly specialized AI, we must demand robust privacy protections and transparent oversight. For the open source community, these regulations pose a special threat. It's not just about verifying age or identity, but about the survival of platforms that enable anonymous discussion, whistleblowing, and vital peer support. Communities that rely on anonymity for safety, such as LGBTQ+ forums or survivors of violence, stand to lose safe access to resources if broad verification rules become the norm. Moreover, the regulatory patchwork emerging across US states and elsewhere could throttle innovation by making compliance a minefield for smaller players and open-source initiatives. This threatens the very foundation of the participatory internet, a space where anyone can contribute, learn, and seek support without undue fear of surveillance. None of this means we should halt progress in specialized AI development, but it is a critical reminder that technical innovation and ethical governance must evolve together. As AIs become more capable, their capacity to impact individual rights and freedoms grows accordingly, and it is our responsibility to ensure these systems are aligned with society's best interests. So, circling back to the main theme, why does the future belong to specialized AI? Simply put, it's where the evidence points, across optimization theory, evolutionary biology, business strategy, and the successful track record of specialist machine learning models. Goldfeder's upcoming paper synthesizes these threads brilliantly, making the case that specialization isn't just an advantage, it's non-negotiable if we want AIs that are highly effective, reliable, and secure. By focusing resources, expertise, and organizational effort on specific domains, companies get a better return on investment, stronger competitive positioning, and higher control over the direction of technology. This approach also strengthens digital sovereignty. When you commission or retain specialist systems, you gain leverage over not just how technology works, but what values and norms it sustains. Contrast that with generic, off-the-shelf generalists, where compromises multiply and it's easy to lose your technological edge or inadvertently import risks buried deep inside a sprawling model. As regulation intensifies and the complexity of digital spaces increases, a well-defined specialist approach gives businesses and communities much-needed clarity and predictability. Custom solutions can be closely monitored, fine-tuned, and made transparent, all vital qualities for gaining trust from users, regulators, and the public at large. But that only works if specialization is matched by vigilance, particularly as adversaries become ever more skilled at exploiting narrow, highly targeted systems for nefarious purposes. That's why investing in robust cybersecurity, ethical review processes, and privacy-preserving machine learning is a prerequisite for responsible specialization in the AI sector. Looking ahead, the integration of specialized AI into the fabric of society raises deep questions. Who decides what domains deserve attention? How do we prevent the formation of technological gatekeepers, where access to specialist systems becomes a form of economic or political control? As we design more capable, narrowly focused AIs, we should also design governance frameworks that ensure fair competition, open standards, and meaningful remedies for misuse or abuse. The stakes are enormous. Specialist AI could transform industries, redefine labor markets, and unlock breakthroughs in everything from climate modeling to personalized medicine. But those gains will be hollow if privacy, autonomy, and openness are sacrificed along the way. So as specialization accelerates, let's make sure our collective sense of responsibility keeps pace. The arguments for specialization are compelling and well documented: efficiency, performance, and strategic advantage. But the imperative to deliberate carefully about privacy, about how data is used and protected, and about who holds the keys to specialist technology must always remain at the forefront as we enter this next technological era. As much as we need agile, adaptable AI, we also need consensus on how its tremendous power is stewarded by business, by government, and by citizens. Wrapping up, specialization in AI is not just a technical progression, it's a social and ethical turning point. Embracing this trajectory means shaping the next generation of tech so it serves everyone, giving us maximum benefit with minimum downside. The message from today's research and ongoing public debate is clear. We must insist on thoughtful governance alongside bold innovation. Only then can we ensure specialized AI remains a force for good, not a tool for control or exclusion. Thanks for listening.